There are currently three proposals aimed at helping to close the state's budget shortfall using the permanent fund. Legislators are weighing which, if any, to support. Today, they heard from their own nonpartisan budget expert on what makes each plan unique. David Teal, the director of the Legislative Finance Division, notes these proposals would all change the source of Alaskans' annual dividends.
Essentially, the money appears to just fall out of the sky. The truth is that the dividend is a government check just like any other government check, and that it's very protected now.
Representative Mike Hawker's bill would essentially put dividends on hold, potentially for multiple years, until the state eliminated its deficit. Governor Bill Walker's plan would put $3.3 billion annually into the budget, providing a less volatile source of revenue than oil production taxes. But Teal noted that there is a risk that fund earnings in the future won't grow quickly enough to replenish that money. Teal contrasted that with Senator Liesl McGuire's bill, which would pay out 5% per year based on an average of the previous 5 years' earnings. Both Walker and McGuire have proposed using oil and gas royalties to pay dividends rather than the permanent fund. All three plans would likely reduce the amount available for dividends. Representative Mark Newman said he'd like to see voters have a direct say on how much the government spends. Teal responded that cutting dividend checks may catch the public's attention.
Every expenditure means there's less money for my dividend. And if that happens, you may have the public looking over your shoulder a little more than they do now as you prepare the budget. So I guess fair warning, be careful what you ask for.
It's not yet clear when the House will vote on legislation that would affect the permanent fund.